Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I've been to many graduations just because of friends and family, and definitely graduations at UNLV because I went to UNLV, my husband went to UNLV, both my kids go to UNLV, my son's girlfriend goes to went to UNLV, and so we've been very, very fortunate to go to graduation after graduation. In fact, when you go to high school in Las Vegas, oftentimes the graduation was held at UNLV. So being there definitely brought back some amazing memories, and seeing my baby graduate and get his master's in engineering, kept thinking to myself, how did he get smart genes? He definitely didn't get them from me. But it was different this year. This graduation was different. I have never been in a graduation at UNLV, and I've been to multiple, that follows the tragic shooting that happened December 6th, where we lost three professors. And, you know, to see them gracefully persevere, and you guys will see hashtag UNLV strong. This is something that is a message. And the Prague, University of Prague has just underwent a shooting, multiple people killed. I believe students might have been involved with that, and so we're getting some breaking news on that, which we'll share a little bit later this hour as we get more details. But when you have a university that's under attack, and even if it's one maniac or lunatic or multiple, it is hard to get back up, to coalesce thousands of students in an area, coalesce a family. And I got to tell you, you see a lot of divisiveness in this country. You saw some unification and unity yesterday. And seeing a university who just went through, we are talking days ago, lost three of their professors and underwent the shooting, had to cancel finals, make them optional, people's grades and their futures on edge, not to mention, you know, them being able to survive a shooting, and a lot of people were on campus that day, you just kind of realize that there are more important things in life than what we're fighting over. And, I look at these kids, and many of them were adults. It was the graduate ceremony yesterday, and the undergrad ceremony was on the 19th. And you see that these individuals looking at the world, they are getting a degree for, to contribute, whether it's to help clean our water, whether it's to, you know, engineer strong buildings, whether it's to work on our defense system, whether it's to teach our youth. And for a split second, with everything going on, you know, with politics, and it's going to be a rough year, I'm telling you right now, there was a moment where you saw, you almost felt that weight on these graduates' shoulders, where it's now up to them to make this country better. Now, sadly, we have graduated multiple classes throughout the country, and year after year, you know, people get elected into office, go to Wall Street and take advantage. And yes, you know, unfortunately, not everybody that, you know, advances to a career is going to do the best what really society needs and represent their field in the best manner. Look at how we've had some doctors do some real stupid things in our lifetime. But, you know, we really have to probably concentrate on the message, and not that same old cliche, you're the future, you're the future. You know, I think what we really need to do is because I'm worried about our future. I think people are worried that colleges are, you know, little propaganda mills, and they're just trying to push political agendas. You know, I think our education at college needs to be your little circle and bubble is not real life. You got to go to college. You got to borrow money that you might not even have to pay back. That's not real life. Okay? Real life is what you're seeing in Ghana, what you're seeing in Ethiopia, what you're seeing on the streets of San Francisco, you know, with homelessness, what you're seeing with these thousands of migrants on the border. All right? We have problems that we need fixing. And you might not necessarily have to take on that job that fixes the world, but don't add to the problem. And I get, if I bring up suggestions, I've had people say, no, that don't, you'll make us look bad. Don't make that suggestion. To hell with that. If we want to have the future leaders of America, right now what they're learning is you have to play a game, you have to kiss up, you have to lobby, you have to grease, you have to hopefully get where you need to go, and then you have to play the game. No. Why is there a game, and who the hell is making the game rules? Okay, if you have a job to do, you be ethical about it, you do the right job, and it doesn't matter if it pleases one political party or another. If there is something that needs fixing, we fix it. And our priorities have been really off. And so when somebody comes onto your campus that you went to and your kids go to and your students go to and tries to kill educators, does kill educators, right? You know, these are the individuals that want to mess with our drive and mess with our goals. And our job as a society is to say to hell with you. We're still going to make our community better. We're still going to make our community strong. And you're not going to keep us back. And that's what was the message I got from yesterday's UNLV graduation ceremony. And I'm really proud of these kids and everything they're doing. And so I do have hopes for the future, you know, assuming the average person realizes that you don't have to just follow, you know, a leader who stinks or a political party that, you know, just so that you feel aligned with something. You know, you could be yourself. You don't have to always follow the grain. You can take the road less traveled and you could do the right job, because at the end of the day, you need to wake up with yourself. You need to look at yourself in the mirror. You need to decide if you're going to heaven. And there's a lot we can do. And don't let individuals such as this idiot shooter keep us back. UNLV strong. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a common question I get is, how do I not get sick if we have a household contact who's sick? So I don't know about you guys, but I have a very, very busy life. And when somebody in the family gets sick, I know that I am going to probably get it 2 to 3 days later, and then it is going to mess me up the following week. And when I look at what I have scheduled that week, if I have to be around people, et cetera, especially now during the holidays, I panic. We all panic. Like, get away from me. Stay away from me. But the truth of the matter is, and you know, one email I received yesterday is there's a family member that's sick. They're about to travel on the weekend. Should they not? Are they going to get sick? What's the best way to prevent that? And so it's a valid question. It's a fantastic question. We do talk about it often on the show. But to answer your question is you probably were already exposed. By the time you realize that a family member is ill, you were exposed already. So it doesn't mean you need to kick them out of the house, but there's a few things you need to do. So when you start to feel a flu, a virus, an infection, and you start to get your fever, your chills, your body aches, that means the virus got into your body a couple days prior, took over some cells, had those cells replicated, and it had hit a number of cells or a load, right, a virus, to then wake up your body and trigger a pretty aggressive immune system, such as fever, coughing, sneezing. Now, some people say, why didn't your immune system pick it up day one? Why does it take a couple days for the virus to reach a level? You know, shouldn't our immune system be able to pick up the tiniest fraction of things? It should. Yeah, and some of our immune system, if you've noticed, will react so gosh darn quickly, like to a bee sting, to a peanut allergy, that it will react right away. You know, that one girl that thought she was eating a Chewy Chips Ahoy, but didn't realize she was grabbing a Peanut Butter Chips Ahoy, ate the cookie, and then ended up going into anaphylactic shock and dying before the paramedics could save her. That's an example of the immune system working immediately. But for a new virus that's circulating, it might take a while. Now, some of you are chronic coughers. You're chronic sneezers. Your immune system is already primed all the time, and you actually take medication to try and suppress that, because otherwise you wouldn't get anything done. But for most viruses, after exposure, there's an incubation period. The incubation period is how long it takes from exposure to the virus actually showing symptoms. Most of these cough, cold, flu viruses, it's a couple days. However, some illnesses could take weeks. Rabies, Listeria, hepatitis, HIV. HIV could take months before you know that you have it. So some of these viruses know how to go stealth. Some of them might be getting knocked out, you know, pretty easy on. But for the most part, you have to have the virus in you for a significant amount of time. And, you know, even an hour is considered significant, in order for the body to reproduce it and then create a response. So if somebody in your family has a fever and is coughing or sneezing, and you just find out about it this morning, there is a good chance that you've already been exposed. See? All right. So now what do you do? Well, I think you can minimize the exposure, because when the person is now sneezing and coughing and spewing things, all right, they are now sending out a lot more virus than their typical respirations. And so they also have more viral load per, because remember, when they're starting to get sick and they don't know it yet, they're still breathing it out. They're still infectious, but not to the degree of being actively sick. So if you do have somebody who's ill in the family, we still quarantine. Quarantine means, you know, do I have it? Do I need to play safe? Isolation means I have it, I'm sick, I need to isolate. So we still separate family members if we can. We open up the windows to allow air to come in. I know that's really hard when it's super cold in the winter, you know, and you're trying to keep your heating bill down. Try to avoid contact as much as possible. Masks could help. They're not 100%, but they could help. But what the first thing you should then do is start hydrating. Make sure you eat something healthy. What a lot of people do is they run to the vitamin C tablets and start loading up on vitamin C, or they start taking echinacea. Studies are mixed on if that does minimize, you know, the length of the illness, but if you notice, it doesn't prevent the illness right away. Right now, what society wants is, I've been exposed to flu, give me something right now so I don't get the flu. And we've done that with Tamiflu. But you can't do that with the COVID medication. You can't do that with a lot of medication, and or with a lot of viruses. We do have medication post-exposure prophylaxis for HIV. Now, you had a unprotected sexual contact or a sexual event, and you want to protect yourself so you could do a post-exposure, right? There's also pre-exposure medications for HIV. So you got PrEP and PEP. But for the typical cold, flu, virus, there's a good chance you're going to get it, unless you've already had it. So I had COVID in the fall. I could technically get COVID again, you know, because the immunity wanes. The immunity wanes not only naturally, but also with the vaccine. Although last year's vaccine kept me good for most of the year, I had side effects with it, so I held off getting it this year. But so far this year, I didn't get COVID again. And, you know, we're at the three-month mark, knock on wood. So, and yes, there are new strains, and that's happening right now. But your job is to understand that, you know, your immunity is as good as it's been exercised and put through the trials and tribulations of pathogens. So, you know, I'm not saying get sick on purpose. Nobody is saying that. But if you have lived in a bubble, and all of a sudden now you are hoping to enjoy the festivities and be around a bunch of people, and you have been working from home, not around anybody, don't be surprised if you start getting sick. So, as I said, fluids, hydrate. I would make sure you have a cough suppressant or a your go-to when you're sick that makes you feel better, whether it's Mucinex, whether it's, you know, Advil, cough and cold, NyQuil. If you think you're going to need something, we are really concerned about shortages and what's happening, especially since a lot of stores are closing down. A lot of them are locking up. That you think it's only makeup that gets stolen. Now, people are also stealing cough and cold medications. So make sure you have what you need. I like hot showers. What I used to do after seeing patients is I would come home and take a hot shower. And there was a study that said that actually didn't help. But I credit my not getting sick, seeing patient after patient, to that. People always ask, why don't doctors get sick? Oh, they do. Doctors get cancer. I've seen doctors get some bad, bad things. I've seen doctors kill themselves. You know, doctors suffer from what, you know, non-doctors suffer. But our immune system, we've kind of built up a lot of resilience. And then a final question I get is, well, if you have a resilience being a doctor or having had COVID and you have immunity, then what's the difference between you having immunity to prevent you from getting sick, or you having immunity fighting off the sickness and you having symptoms? And that's a fantastic question. So if I get exposed to COVID, you know, my body is going to want to cough it out. It's going to want to sneeze it out. But if I have immunity to COVID, I might not get COVID. So what is it? Are you going to cough or sneeze, or are you going to feel fine? Well, what I've been seeing is the coughing and the sneezing and the symptoms are less. You know, if you aren't getting a fever, then that means your body doesn't feel like it needs to raise your body temperature to fight the illness. But if you have a rip-roaring fever, that means your body is trying to cook that sucker out. Same thing, if you have a light sneeze, like cough, right, that's your body going, you know what, no more. You know, we're going to try to keep as much of you out while we're fighting and fending off whatever COVID or cold or flu assault we just got. So sometimes the coughing and the sneezing is a sign that you still do have immunity. It just would be lessened. And that's why you keep hearing that some of these strains are causing less severe illness. Is it that the strain is less severe, or that your body is so used to seeing the stupid virus and the spike proteins that you don't have to necessarily go through the whole gamut of reactivity? And that's kind of how coughs and colds and that works. Look at me teaching y'all something. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
As the cold. cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. Park Police reporting that the Lincoln Memorial was discovered vandalized Wednesday morning. Authorities revealing that the phrase "Free Gaza" had been written in multiple locations using red paint. That paint also splattered in other locations. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot there. Removal of the Confederate statue from the Arlington National Cemetery now finished. Plans had been made to remove that statue earlier this week until a U.S. district judge issued a temporary injunction on the removal. A California law that would ban the carrying of guns in a number of public places starting January 1st has been temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I don't want to be a party pooper, but we have to talk about the Christmas coronary. And this is something that is sadly a trend that many professionals have seen, written about. I think back in 2004, there was a study saying heart attacks increase 5% this time of year. Another study I think it was back in 2018. I'd like to give credit where credit is due. A study published in the British Medical Journal found Christmas Eve to be especially risky during the Christmas season. And so the Christmas coronary, I know somebody labeled it, I think it was the doctors who did the original study back in 2004. And it's, you don't really want to put anything negative with Christmas, but it reminds people that there is an elevated heart risk when it comes to the winter time. So why? Well, cold. There's been studies showing cold can cause constriction in blood vessels, could cause some extra pressure and load on the heart. And so, you know, baby, it's cold out there. Yeah, that's a concern. You know, I like to toughen up and, you know, be outside when I can and play in the snow. But the truth of the matter is if you are cardiac vulnerable, you really need to be in more ambient temperature. One of the reasons why seniors flock as snowbirds to the southern states is their doctor is also telling them, if you could get out of the snow, get out of the snow. You know, this has been something that many individuals have realized, that ambient temperature and more consistent temperature and less extremes can be more beneficial to your health. So I've always thought that the cold weather. Another thing, too, is there's a lot more strenuous activities people are doing in the winter that they might not have done all year long. So if you've never had to shovel snow, now, I don't know if you've ever shoveled snow. I've shoveled snow. It was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. It's a fantastic workout, by the way. Great upper body workout. But I'm like at my friend's house going, oh, let me shovel. I've always wanted to shovel snow, like in the movies. Okay, after about 10 minutes, I was like, okay, whew, hold on a second here. It's the weight of ice. It's the weight of water. The shovel is a very awkward sort of tool that you're using. And it does. It puts strains on the heart. That's why you'll hear people, sadly, having a heart attack as they're shoveling snow. Yeah, I was like, oh, don't shovel snow if you don't have to. In fact, there's individuals who have heating elements underneath their, underneath their driveway, so that the driveway can then, you know, melt. That's pretty fancy schmancy. I wouldn't have the money to do that if I lived in snow. I'd want a shovel, but it's a lot of work. Also, putting up the Christmas lights, climbing, you know, that's not easy. We overindulge this time of year. And so there's Christmas cookies. There's Christmas, you know, my friend, because I don't even know what's in there, but it looks good. It looks good. And so you're like, you know what? Yes, maybe I'll have one more. Maybe I'll have one more. So you're eating more than you usually eat. I mean, free food. You know, trust me, you offered me free food when I was living on $6 a day. Hell yeah, I would eat it. And that mentality never goes. If there's free food, I'm going to eat. Yeah, but do you have to eat so much? The salt intake, are you watching your salt? Now, is the winter comfort food menu salads, and crisp steamed vegetables? No, the comfort food is potatoes and turkey and sweet potato pie and other pies and cakes. And I get it. When it's cold, I like chili with no beans. Yeah, I'm not good with beans. But you get me chili, which is basically just seasoned meat. I can eat that. I can be comfortable. I like a roast con pollo where I have rice, chicken, and cheese. Just give me a bowl of that, and I could be in front of a Christmas movie and just eat that and be so happy. But those are not the summer, lighter, healthier foods. So, yeah, we're eating a lot. And then, of course, alcohol. Like, there's always a toast. And, you know, you want a toast. You want to raise a glass. I don't know, maybe we're toasting surviving Bidenomics, whatever, we're toasting, but you do drink more. There's eggnog, there's parties, and so, unfortunately, the alcohol could also increase that. And we're not really watching our salt intake. I didn't realize that the reason why I was a bad cook for a long time, and I cook better now, is because I would never add salt. You know, my mom was big about not adding salt. I thought her food was bland, too. You know, but my father had high blood pressure, and salt was bad. And then I said, to hell with that, I'm going to add some salt. And damn, wow. I mean, salt makes anything taste better. Well, what do you think you're getting when you're going to these restaurants or you're going to the, you know, they're going to, you know, salt food. We went to Fogo de Chão last night to celebrate my son's graduation. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's a where they come and they serve meat. And I really didn't want to eat a lot of meat, but, you know, it's one of my son's favorite restaurants. So we went there, and you know, the meat that was salty was the best tasting. You know, and then they have little breads with the cheese in it. And it's obviously the latest diet. So that's a concern. Another thing, too, is many of us are not going to the doctor. How many of you have a doctor visit this week, next week? No. And even if you wanted to, the doctor's out. So medical staff are less available. People are calling out because they're sick. Now, telemedicine companies are, you know, like MD Live, they're going and they're working. In fact, I'm going to be seeing a lot of people on Christmas. But as it pertains to, you know, you being able to go and get your checkups and get your physical and get your blood pressure monitored and your sugar monitored, if your doctor's not in or your medical provider's not in or they're short-staffed, you're not getting things taken care of that you need to. I cannot believe how many people who have been using telemedicine now as their primary care have been off their medications. See, it's easier to not follow doctor's advice over when it's over the phone. You know, patients used to fear me because they, when they came to see me, and I'm like, what? You haven't been taking, oh, bad boy. I'd be screaming at them. The other patients could hear me screaming. You aren't listening to me. This is it. I am so mad. You know, and I joke around a lot with them. But it was interesting because, sorry, I had some trail mix. It's interesting because patients would come in going, okay, Dr. Dahlia, I know you told me to do this, but I did this. And I'm like, And I mean, I'm not really, you know, that's scary. But I think my patients liked it when I would, like, yell at them. Why? Because I cared. And because I remembered. And I knew them. That's why family medicine is so powerful, and I hope it never goes away. Because you really have relationships with your patients. Well, now if your doctor's over the phone, and you're like, yeah, I need a refill. Are you taking your blood pressure medicine regularly? Yep. Are you checking your blood pressure medicine, checking your blood pressure regularly? Yep. Here's your prescription. You don't have that coaching. So if I see my patient's blood pressure go up or their cholesterol's going up, I go, what the hell are you doing? What? Oh, hell no. And, you know, you have a conversation about it. So that's also an issue. Travel and stress. It is stressful. I get it. I get it. Stressful. I understand that. Family.
Curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of anxiety about what happened in Colorado and the Supreme Court booting the former president off the primary. This is something that is making a lot of people nervous because, as I think it should be, this is up to people's choice. And I've never seen one man get hit so hard over and over and over again when it comes to, you know, trying not to let President Trump run again. And there are other states that, from what we're now hearing, is going to try and do the same thing that California did. Now, the Supreme Court is obviously going to have to get involved because this is something that has never been done before. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger cannot run for president. Why? Because he wasn't born in America. These are things that are, you know, pretty obvious in the Constitution, and we know that they really haven't been contested to any degree of success because the Constitution said anybody running for president should be, you know, a U.S. citizen. So we get that. But when it comes to a state in the union, right, not allowing a president to be or a candidate to be on the ballot when we don't have, shall we say, you know, evidence that this was about a insurrection. And I told you that, you know, it's going to be semantics when it comes to this in terms of, did Trump actively tell people to go into Capitol Hill? And did he, you know, the definition of insurrection, the definitions used is kind of vague. If you supported it, could count as it. Well, what support? By you not going there yourself and blocking people from going into the Capitol, is that considered you supporting it? You know, and so there's a lot of subjectivity. But the Colorado Supreme Court based this as Section 3, 14th Amendment, barring officials from seeking future office if they, quote unquote, engaged in insurrection. Now, Trump had a rally after the election, as many individuals do. Right? I mean, many politicians, when they lose an election, they have, you know, a rally to talk to their supporters, tell them to move on, tell them to be strong, tell them to work with their local congresspeople. I think Hillary Clinton said, not my president. There were not my president protests after. I mean, there's always protests after elections. I think there were protests during the Al Gore, George W. Bush election. Right, people will protest, assemble. You want peaceful assembly. And initially, people in the Capitol were walking around. They were following security guards. They were waving for the cameras. They were dressed in their flag. They took pictures. You know, and then it got ugly. And sadly, people died. The one woman who was shot by Capitol Police. And then others. That it was not at all a highlight in America's history. And I am concerned that we're going to see more of this as people don't feel that their voice is being heard. Now, how do we prevent another January 6th? Right? Is it not allowing Trump to be in office? You're actually fueling more anger with that. All right? The whole premise, psychologically speaking, and we talk a lot about, you know, politics from a psychological standpoint, is, all right, the whole premise was the election was done very haphazardly. Rather than just a couple thousand ballots per precinct or per voting sector, it was the majority of votes. There was a box in Baltimore found last July of ballots that were closed up that from the 2020 election, never opened, never got to where they needed to go. It was in the news. I think it was Baltimore that reported on it, but never made national news. So, yeah, mail-in ballots have a lot of issues. And anybody questioning the integrity of mail-in ballots is not being a dissident. They're being, you know, I'm an American first. I want to know that we have voter integrity and we have election integrity. And doesn't anybody? Whether you're Democrat or Republican, we should all be united on that. And if you are seeing videos of ballots post-election being taken out of ballot boxes, and you are seeing people's votes haphazardly strewn all over the place and not left in post offices, not open, not sent to where they were supposed to, well, yeah, it does concern you. And by the way, if you are Americans, you should ask the question. Now, was this a bad idea? We put off the Olympics. Why didn't we put off the election until we could make sure that the system is sound? Mail-in ballots are fantastic for the few thousand that are overseas or are debilitated and can't walk up to the voting booth and vote. It allows the person that is not the average person that is able to walk to a booth to go and send in their vote. But yes, of course there's room for fraud. We've had dead people vote in elections since the dawn of time. So when somebody said an election is completely fraud-free, no, they're lying, because we've always had, you know, how did this person vote? Who voted for their dead husband? So we had a friend who went to vote and said, nope, sorry, you voted already. I said, what? No, I didn't. Yeah, in another state. But I don't live in that state. Well, they said you were there and you put in your vote and you voted. I like, what? How did that even go through? Well, can I vote now? No. So obviously, and giving the benefit of the doubt, even if none of it's malicious, even if there's no conspiracy and it isn't, it was haphazard. I told you, I walked in to vote and they said, sorry, you're not in the system. Like, what are you talking about? I'm not in the system. I go, I didn't get my mail-in ballot, so I want my mail-in ballot. Half of our family got mail-in ballots, half didn't. They go, you wrote us asking to purge you from the system and get rid of all voting records. I go, one, you could do that. Number two is, no, I didn't. I go, can you see who did write that said email? And they said, sorry, the system's down. And I look behind me and people are voting. I go, this same system is down? These guys look like they're voting. How do you not, who wrote an email saying to completely purge me from the system? Yeah, these shenanigans start to make you wonder. Now, what I think might have happened, which still is a complete cluster and a half, is when I found out that our voting identity and records can, it's at, I think, voterecords.com, where you could look somebody up and then see their whole neighborhood and see how they vote. With that, you know, I had said, can you please remove my personal address? But I didn't ask to purge me and the family, especially since half my family got, you know, mail-in ballots. So, yeah, this is, it's adding fuel to the fire. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.